Browner has used his veto pen to reject legislation that could automatically land both sides in arbitration. A vice president with the FOP's State Lodge, Keith Turney, says that's the process Illinois has in place for police and firefighters, and it works.
The law is designed to address the proposals under a last best offer kind of situation. So what that does is it forces both parties to go into arbitration with reasonable expectations, reasonable requests, reasonable demands.
Turney says his organization is getting involved because otherwise state workers may strike. He says the chaos that would ensue would put extra pressure on local government. Governor Browner has promised he won't lock out workers and says moving to arbitration would take away his ability to do his job. But AFSCME says Browner could force a strike by making extreme demands. I'm Amanda Vinicky.